Tanya for the 20th of Elul, for Chof Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Tez Zayin, Igeres HaKedesh 16. The Alter Rebbe is writing to the community that was having financial difficulties, and because of those difficulties had cut back in the amount of tzedakah that they would usually give to the poor of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe says to them that according to the din, according to the halacha, they should not cut back, because the needs of those in Israel are more life-threatening than their own, and therefore they halachically come first, and the tzedakah should go to them, because their needs are food for the children and wood to keep themselves warm, literally a matter of survival. Now the Alter Rebbe says that even beyond the halacha, a person should go beyond the letter of the law, and that is in reason that these people, their financial difficulties, should not be cutting back on their tzedakah. The above is based on the letter of the law, with the obligation of the law. But the truth is that even under circumstances where this reason, the reasoning above, would not apply, if their need was not more crucial, or if your need was equally crucial, yet it is proper for any mensch to not go by the letter of the law. But rather, it is appropriate to go beyond and beyond the letter of the law, to put aside one's own life, the lideg la'atzmei, and the maimer hazal shekol ha'medagdik bekach seif bo lidei kachas v'sholem. And the person should concern himself with what the sages say, that whoever is strict by the letter of the law and doesn't go beyond the letter of the law concerning tzedakah, then in the end he will come to himself need to be treated beyond the letter of the law. The gam ki kulonu tzrichem l'rachmi shamayim b'chalis. And in fact, not only something that could happen in the future, but also under all circumstances, at all times, we always need compassion from above, from God. And that comes necessarily in response to how we treat each other at all times and under all circumstances. We have to arouse our compassion towards those who need compassion. And whoever hardens his heart and restrains his compassion, regardless of what reason, why he's doing this, that causes God to also do the same, God forbid, that God withholds his compassion. A further consideration is, there is no one on earth who has done good constantly, without any flaw, without any fault, and the solution to the sin is the tzedakah that brings forgiveness and protects from punishment, so that the giving of a tzedakah is a refuah, it's a healing both for the body and the soul, because the tzedakah brings forgiveness, which is for the body, and protects from, which is for the soul, and protects from punishment, which is good for the body. As it says in Eve, that flesh for flesh, limb for limb, and everything that a person has, he would give away for his life. So for one's life, for life itself, a person gives away everything. And here, in order to gain forgiveness and protection from the punishment, you have to give tzedakah, so there's no restriction on how much he should give and under what circumstances he should give. And particularly since we are believers, the children of believers, that when we give tzedakah, we're really not giving away our own money, we're really giving God what is his. That the one who provides for the poor is like lending it to God. It's like lending the money to God. And God will repay him this kindness doubly in this world. Because although there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world, in the physical, but that's levad mitzdaka. Tzedaka is the exception. Lefi shehi tev lebriyeh kedisa bekidushin, because the mitzvah of tzedaka benefits God's creatures, therefore the reward is also here on earth in the physical world. Gam yeshlochus la'inish chas v'shalom, and one further consideration is that we have to be fearful of a punishment that comes kishechaveirav nimonim l'dvar mitzvah v'hu le'nim ne'imohim, that when other Jews are getting together in the act of a mitzvah and one stays away and is not included in that mitzvah, he calls upon himself all sorts of judgment. K'neida m'maymer ezal, as is known from the teachings of the sages. And to those who will hear me and who will do as I say, the blessing of all good will come to them. God does good to those who do good. These are the words of the one who loves them as himself and seeks their welfare with all heart and soul, meaning the Rebbe himself. The Rebbe Zal Gesundzein points out that where the Alter Rebbe says that for the mitzvah of tzedakah, God will repay doubly, the Alter Rebbe says, because the reward for mitzvahs in this world doesn't exist except for the mitzvah of tzedakah. So the Rebbe points out, Why is it relevant to mention that there is no reward for other mitzvahs in this world? And he says that the Alter Rebbe is suggesting another virtue to the giving of tzedakah, in that tzedakah brings parnasa. Because although there is no reward for other mitzvahs, but with tzedakah you get back double of what you gave. So it's actually an increase in parnasa. Then the Rebbe says that Alter Rebbe gives a reason. Why is it that for the mitzvah of tzedakah there is reward in this world? Lefi shehitev labriyes, because it is good for the creatures. So here the Rebbe says, why is Alter Rebbe giving us a reason? Why is that relevant here? And he explains that the Alter Rebbe is hinting that we were saying before on the pasuk v'chei achicha imach, that your brother should live with you. So here the Alter Rebbe is suggesting that even if it's not your brother, even if it's just bries, just other creatures, not your brother, even so, the mitzvah of tzedakah has this virtue that it brings a blessing in panosah. And then where the Alter Rebbe says that we also have to be fearful of a punishment that comes when you're not included in a mitzvah, punishment meaning not only the loss of reward, but actual punishment. And then finally, when the Alter Rebbe says that the reason to give tzedakah is that if others are giving and you're not included in that mitzvah, you bring judgment to yourself. The Rebbe points out that this means that even if you've already given tzedakah to satisfy all the other requirements, of all the other reasons mentioned before, you still have to give again when everybody gets together to give, to not be excluded, not be left out from the tzedakah. And that is the main chiddush, the new point and greatness of tzedakah, that this letter, Tezayin, introduces that the other letters or the other writings on tzedakah don't have. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 20th of Elul, the Rebbe writes, Adevas is Niderik und Grob, Hert nicht on die eigene Grobkeit und Niderigkeit. The one who is gross and lowly does not recognize, is unaware of his own grossness and lowliness.